This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. So news started a leak last night. This morning there was a background session for reporters. Going to be a lot more information coming out shortly. It's interesting. I'll take people a little behind the curtain on how some of this stuff works. When there's major announcements like this, you will get information with what's called an embargo. So you're presented with information, and then you're given a time when you're allowed to start reporting that information.
Mm-hmm.
And this casts a pretty wide net. But inevitably, somebody just breaks the embargo. Now, they'll claim they were unaware of the embargo, or they didn't agree to the terms, or whatever. But, like, the stuff happens.
Because everybody's trying to be first.
Yeah. So, last night, Axios broke the story that there's an announcement scheduled for today with Bowser and Josh Harris about RFK Stadium, then the Post. And then it was kind of like, all right, everybody's going, so everybody went. You know what I mean? It's like if you ever watch like those old videos of like one or two people jump a fence, realize there's no police around, then the fence comes down, everybody just starts running through it. That's what happened. Nobody like broke that story. Everyone had it. They were just abiding by the rules that were terms to get the story. But alas, I'll keep that to myself. After I say it publicly on the radio. And then this morning there's some information. And then at 11 a.m. everything goes public. And I think one of the smartest maneuvers for Mayor Bowser and the Commanders is just to put everything out there, man. Like, don't try to keep anything hidden or a secret, because it's all going to come out anyway.
Yeah.
And your detractors are going to go after whatever their angle is immediately.
Totally.
So, like, just give it to them, because I think your supporters are going to be so overwhelming in unison with the project as it's constituted. And then kind of the first real step came this morning when the Commanders and Mayor Muriel Bowser, in conjunction, they collaborated on a video that went out on social media. It's a video, but it's still really dope to listen to it, so we were going to play it for you. It's Joe Theismann narrating, I guess, the proposed return to RFK.
Yeah.
I can still hear the crowds. When I first stepped into RFK Stadium, I knew I'd found a home. The roar of the fans, the energy of the city, united as one, was unlike anything I'd ever experienced. RFK Stadium was the stage for the world's greatest in sports, culture, and entertainment. All in the heart of our nation's capital. It's time to revive that legacy. Let's bring the Commanders home. A new stadium will serve as the anchor for the RFK site, unlocking new opportunities for generations to come. This means new housing, new restaurants, retail, and public spaces are all possible. The stadium development will create new access to the Anacostia waterfront while preserving some of our city's treasures. A world-class city deserves a world-class stadium. Uniting a sea of burgundy and gold. something that unites us in our pride for the district. The time is now. Let's bring Washington back to D.C.
Joe T.
Yep, I like it.
I'll confess something. Left hand up. And Brian, I may or may not have called you for this topic, but I was trying to talk to some legends about what RFK Stadium meant to them last week, perhaps for television today. So like I could see into the future, and I called Joe T and he didn't call me back. I feel like I got a much better understanding. Why not? I want to check in. I eventually we're going to go to a heavy phone day because I want people to be able to comment on this. Also, dude, we're not going to ignore the draft. We're not going to ignore the Caps. John Walton's going to join us at 1 o'clock.
Hell yeah.
We're going to get into all the draft stuff. If you want a brief, here's what you need to know about the draft for all the edge angst crowd. And I know you exist and you're not wrong to exist. There are a lot of people that are very concerned about the lack of edge players drafted. I think if you go look at the fourth round when they selected Jalen Lane out of Virginia Tech, who I like a lot, and I actually really like that they're just aggressively addressing punt return because it was not a strength last year.
And that kid can return.
Dog, Jalen Lane was the 26th pick of the fourth round. There were three edge players that went 23rd, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Jack Sawyer, Baron Sorrell, and Kyle Kennard. I know they like Sawyer. They had Kennard in on a 30 visit. There was David Walker was the kid from Central Arkansas that went. They had him in for a 30 visit, I believe. FCS kid. Like, that's four edge targets that went two picks ahead of them.
Yeah.
So I don't think they forgot about the edge situation. They didn't have the draft capital to make significant movements on this draft weekend. They just had to stick where they were. And what it really tells me is how much they love Trey Amos, the second rounder, because Adam Peters said outright, our last chance to really gain capital was moving out of that second round pick, and we didn't do it because we love the player. He's telling the truth. If you can't decipher that to be reality, then we're just living in alternate universe. Does that track with you, B?
Yep.
If you know it's your only time to get a lot, you like, then, and you don't do it, means you love the kid you're getting.
There you go. Totally.
Jeffrey, RFK Stadium, dude. You have said in the past, you straddle the line of RFK and PG. You straddle that line. How are you feeling about the press conference set to happen here in 20 minutes?
Okay, for like the sake of my convenience, I'm like, dang. But like for the sake of like the culture and, you know, getting the team back to what it was. And I'm not saying, you know, just because we moved back to RFK, everything is going to change. But it just seems like the team is coming home. Like when I DJ, you know, the different home games, I can now play Welcome to D.C., and it makes sense because it's not like we're saying welcome to Landover, Maryland. Like it's just that pride is there. You know, the Washington Commanders, you know, when you hear it on TV, it's going to sound great. Like, we're live from Washington, D.C. with the Washington Commanders at RFK Stadium. I'm actually excited for it, JP.
I love to hear that. 11 a.m., folks. Get your popcorn ready. We're going to bring it live right here. Bowser, Goodell, Harris. Who knows what other luminaries? Magic? You think Magic's in town?
Might be.
We'll find out together. You'll hear it live right here on 106.7 The Fan. Here's what I know. There's going to be a whole lot of new housing with the RFK Stadium site. People better call John Leahy, man.
Yep, reach out to John just like a seller and her husband did. They put their hearts into fully renovating their Hagerstown home. They initially rented it out for 3 years, believing they'd eventually be able to move in themselves. However, her husband's business in Frederick made commuting from Hagerstown impractical, so they ultimately decided to sell. Though it was a difficult decision, they knew this was the right choice, as was choosing John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Thanks to their guidance, the sellers lowered the asking price. That paid off big time, because although the transaction faced some unexpected challenges, John and his team still got it sold for $7,101 over the list price with no inspections. Looking for your own stress-free transaction? How about a guaranteed offer on your home? Check out those details and more at John SalesDMV.com. That's John without an H. We're talking about our friend John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
It's things like that, that it was a difficult transaction, but they're still able to get it done and get it over asking. That makes such a huge difference with John Leahy. If you're thinking about selling your house, but you're just not sure it's ready and you know you got to spend a little money, but you're a little light on cash, talk to John. He can help tee up your home for market by getting you up to 50 grand to make repairs and upgrades, which will make your house irresistible to buyers and get you more cash at closing. You settle up with John on the back end, but you make 3-4x on what you put in. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.